Tech Talk with Jeff Quattromani.
And here's the man himself. Hi, Jeff. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Good, thank you, Jeff. Hisense have finally brought their 2023 range of TVs to Australia. Bigger sizes, but lower prices than their competitors.
Yeah, this has to be called out because, I mean, I saw these TVs and I was in Las Vegas in January, and it's taken them 6 months to get them to our shores, but up to 100 inches in size, and the pricing is far lower than what we saw from their competitors like Samsung and LG. So if you wanted a 100-inch television, you can get one if you really wanted to for a little bit less than $7,000 as their sticker price. But for most people, that 65-inch sort of type size TV that people go for at $1,500 makes it much more affordable than the other brands.
When you say much more affordable, how do they compare, though, with the smart TV? I'll pull the name Samsung, as that's probably one of the most popular brand names for TVs, for smart TVs. How does the Hisense compare with a Samsung?
Look, if you put them side by side, and when you're at a store, you may notice that the Samsung does a slight better job, and the operating system for the apps and things like that might be a little bit easier to use. But when you've only taken one of those TVs home, you've got nothing to compare it to. And when it's standing by itself, you won't complain about it, honestly. It's a fantastic picture for most people. It's only if you're a crazy movie buff or someone who spends too much time in front of the TV that you might want to be spending that little bit extra.
Now, I saw this story. The Australian Prime Minister has suggested we all shut down our phones for 5 minutes each day for cybersecurity reasons. I thought to myself, this seems a bit strange, but apparently it's a good idea. And he's taking the advice from, you know, the tech people.
Look, it is a bit of an interesting idea. I don't think I've ever actually suggested it to somebody before. But, I mean, obviously for mental health reasons, it's good to have a break from your phone. So switching it off is not a bad thing. But he does it for cybersecurity reasons, saying that if, for example, a hacker or your phone has been compromised and your phone is being watched and monitored, then if you were to turn your phone off for 5 minutes, it may give the signal to those watching that you've disconnected your phone or that it's no longer reachable, and that means they may move on to somebody else. Now, most of the times, if your phone is actually compromised, it's doing keylogging. It's actually paying attention to what you type in on your phone, and no one's actually watching a screen to see what you're doing. But, you know, an interesting idea. If it does work for Albo, fantastic. I mean, if you want to turn your phone off 5 minutes a day, go for it.
So how often should we restart our phones and our tablets and our computers?
I don't think I've ever turned my phone off since the first time I turned it on. I don't think I ever switch it off unless something's gone wrong with it. But with your computers, I usually switch mine off every day because I think rebooting your computer does make a difference.
Right.
But otherwise, your smartphone, unless you're concerned like Albo would be with cybersecurity in his phone, maybe, yeah, go ahead and do it. But honestly, people should just turn off, just have a break, not necessarily for cybersecurity reasons.
Tag Heuer have announced two new smartwatches as part of their range. Apparently, they look like the real deal, yet they function mostly like a Fitbit. Now, when you say they look like the real deal, is that they look like a Tag Heuer watch?
Yeah, they do. They do. And I've tested these before. It's the Tag Connected range. And it basically means that the outside body looks like a typical Tag watch, but it has a screen on the front, which once you start touching it, you'll start to see all your apps and steps and things like that. But the software that's built into this watch is the exact same software made by Google that goes into Fitbits and other smartwatches that can cost you a couple of hundred dollars. But if you want something like this, you're looking at around the $2,500 mark. So, you know, it's just a bit of a message to people. I think they're great watches. They look fantastic. But it's the exact same benefit from a smartwatch perspective that you'll get from any other smartwatch.
The EU is strongly considering a mandate that will force tech companies to have removable batteries on their products. Now, this would change the smartphone industry as it stands. A removable battery.
I mean, look, we used to have them.
I remember the Motorola. Do you remember the Motorola? You'd take the battery out and you'd put it in the charger every night.
Yeah, and there were people who would carry spares out and about for a few days. You might just carry a couple of spare batteries to hot swap your phone. But as we went on with waterproofing and things like that, there were reasons to keep the battery sealed. But the EU looks at this as a problem from a repairability point of view. If you want to change the battery on your phone, you probably need to take it to an Apple store to get that done. So the EU sees that that should be done by yourself. You should have the ability to do that yourself. And if they were to put this as a ruling, like they did recently with the charging connection, if they make this a ruling, then Apple and others will probably have to follow suit. And I don't know if it's a good thing for smartphones.
A bunch of Swiss engineers have designed a suit that could help us feel every touch in a virtual reality experience. So what does this mean? A tap on the shoulder, you say, a bird on your hand, or kicking a football. So you what? You put this suit on for this, this what's it called? Virtual reality experience.
Yeah, look, imagine wearing one of these virtual reality headsets and you're then standing in a virtual world where you're looking around and you can see and touch things, but you can't actually feel things. Your hands don't have a sense of feeling like your eyes are telling you they should. So this suit will actually bring feeling to your entire body. That if in a virtual world you and I are standing there and we shake hands, even if you are where you are and I'm on the other side of the planet, I would feel your hand on my hand. And that kind of sensation is what these engineers are working towards, that anything you do touch in a virtual world, you can somehow translate that into this bodysuit, and who knows where that will take us.
Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it, eh?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one. And to be honest, it's the adult industry that will jump on this one first. I'm just saying.
You mean as in the that adult industry?
The Hubba Hubba one.
Yeah, right. Lastly, anyone with a Foxtel or Binge account, apparently you can now watch Apple. Is that right?
Yeah, look, there is a new documentary that was released on Binge and Foxtel. It's called Apple, The $1 Trillion Betrayal.
Oh, okay.
It's free to watch if you've got it. The only reason I put it in the email to you is because I'm in it. And if anyone wants to see what I look like and not just what I sound like, you'll see me starring in it.
Okay, so what's it called, The $1 Trillion Betrayal?
Yes, it's all about Apple's rise and, I guess, the issues that they've had along the way. So a little bit of history into Apple, the highs and their lows. And I'm the only Australian that's actually in it, but you'll hear from a lot of other smart tech commentators from around the world as well.
Okay, so that's if you've got Foxtel or Binge. If you don't have Foxtel or Binge, you can't see it.
Not yet. I mean, who knows? It probably will pop up on other streaming platforms as it makes its rounds, but at the moment, that's where you'll find it.
The $1 Trillion Betrayal. All right, Jeff, you have a good weekend, and remember
you
to
too.
Turn your phone off.
Do it right now.
Thanks,
right
now. Mate. See you. Bye-bye.